Second parak of Ovis, 13th Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oime, Havizor b'kriyat Shema u'b'tfila. Should be careful when you say Kriyat Shema, Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created and controls the entire world in tefila, but you have to be zor that he is an eved in the hands of his master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shat mispal al tasa tefila so keva. Do not make your tefila as something that's just one of those things that is a part of your daily schedule that you have to do. It's a special experience, exciting thing. One should do this. Halacha and Hilchos Shemoneh Esrei. One should approach this Shemoneh Esrei with that excitement or appreciation. Al kopanim, this is a very special schus that we have. El rachmim tachnun l'pnei amokim. You should ask for Hashem's mercy and beseech Him. Amokim baruch hu shenema. Kikel chan v'rachem hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu has a lot of mercy. Erech apayim, his anger is held out for a long period of time. He does not smite the person immediately when he does his aveir. V'ral chesed, v'nicham al aro, and even if there's a gzeira that's to punish somebody, Kodesh Baruch Hu can change his mind if we are chozer b'tshuva. Al tiyeh rosh b'fnei atzmecho. You shouldn't do. There's different pshatim on this. The Rambam says that you shouldn't look at yourself as a rasha, which means sometimes a person says, I'm the rasha type, and Mamela, there's no hope for me, may as well behave like a full-fledged rasha. No, a person should realize nobody's a rasha. Some people do acts of rishis, but deep down we all are good Jews.